The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear, turn it off. Dear, turn off the alarm.
Oh, my gosh. What time? 6 o'clock? Who set the alarm for six?
You did. You said that's what time we should get up.
What? What for?
What for? Wake up. What's the matter with you? Dear, you said you wanted us all in the car and ready to leave at 8 o'clock sharp.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes. Come on. Everybody up and at them.
I'm up.
Betsy and Effie, come on. Roll out. We're leaving for New York and Boston. Car leaves on track 8. Have your tickets ready.
Oh, honey, it's going to be such fun. We haven't gone on a trip for just ages. Betsy, get up, dear.
Come on, everybody.
I've been up since 5 o'clock, had a bath, and I'm all dressed and packed and even have breakfast already.
Oh, that's wonderful, Annie.
I'm going to get Betsy up and help her get dressed.
Boy, I can't believe it. The sun's shining. You know, we've never started out on a trip yet that it didn't rain.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Look at it. Did you get gas in the car?
Yep.
Have the tires checked?
Yep.
Bet you never thought to get traveler's checks.
Oh, yes, I did. Right here, somewhere.
Well, give them here, dear. I better put them right in my purse now for
you. No. I think it'd be better if I kept them, darling.
Give them here? Then we know we have them.
You take them, dear.
Put them right in the zipper part so they won't get lost.
Yeah, okay. They're all a little bulky for my pocket, you know.
Put them right in here in the zipper part. Now, I called Eleanor last night and told her to keep an eye on the house.
Yeah, okay. Now, come on. Hurry up, everybody. Get dressed so we can have breakfast and get started. Now, look, while you and Aunt Effie are doing dishes, I'll get the bags in the car.
Yeah, I just know there's going to be something important I've forgotten.
Now, look, for Pete's sake, we're going to be in New York and Boston. They have stores there, too, you know.
Yeah,
you always
know.
Act as though we're going into a wilderness somewhere.
Well,
all right, come on now. Get dressed and step on it. I want everybody in the car at 8 o'clock sharp.
I wish he'd stop that. Betsy, get your coat and hat now, dear.
I don't know what I did with my gloves.
Oh, honestly.
Here.
Will you stop that, please?
Look, it is exactly 8 o'clock, and I'm the only one in the car.
Well, we're all ready. We'll be right out.
Have you seen my gloves?
Where's my purse, Mommy? Oh, the pink one with the flowers.
Oh, there it is on the table, and your gloves are right here, Aunt Effie.
Come on, everybody. What are you all doing?
I'm ready. Go get in the car, Betsy. You go on out with me.
I'm all ready.
Everybody's all ready, but nobody gets going.
Get in the car, Aunt Effie. I just want to take a last look around.
Come on, Betsy. Come on.
Now, I locked the back door. The stove is off.
Come on.
What light should we leave on?
Light? Why leave a light on?
Well, in case of burglars. They say you should never go away and pull down the blinds. You should leave a light burning so it looks as though somebody's always here, you know.
Darling, you don't need to worry about burglars. What would they take? You packed everything but the kitchen sink.
I think I'll leave this hall light on. All right. I'm ready, I guess. Let's go.
All right. Come on, finally. Come on.
Oh, no.
What, Aunt Effie?
I forgot my perfume. Go on. Get in the car. I'm all ready.
Well, I'll get in the car.
Yeah,
go on. I'll be right out. I just have to run up and get my perfume.
Well, hurry up, will you? I'll wait for you. I got to double lock the door. For Pete. Now, what do you want?
Come on, Betsy. I forgot my doll. She's in the kitchen.
Well, hurry up, will you?
All right. I got my perfume. Come on.
Oh, now I'm waiting for Betsy. Go on. Get in the car, Aunt Effie. You get in the car. Betsy! Oh, no, now what?
Well, go on. I'm ready. Get in the car. I want a scarf for my hand. I won't be a minute, dear.
Boy, I tell you, trying to get this family in the car is like trying to catch a bunch of fireflies.
I'm ready, Daddy. Let's go.
Well, now I am waiting for your mother. Go on. You get in. Go on.
Well, for heaven's sakes, I thought you packed all the bags.
I did pack all the bags. I got every square inch of the trunk packed.
Well, you certainly didn't pack this.
What's that?
My hat box. A good thing I came back.
Oh, well, I don't know where you're going to put it.
Well, I've got to have it. Well, I have got to
have it. All right. Come on. Get out. Come on.
What's the matter?
He didn't pack my hat box. In fact, it's got all our hats in it.
I cannot get that in the trunk.
Well, I've got
here,
to have it.
Can put it in back with us.
Oh, it makes it too crowded for you.
All right. Give it here. Now. And put it in the legend back.
No, you can't put it on that side, Aunt Effie. I got to see out the back window. Put it on that side over there.
All right.
What's all that?
Food.
Food?
Yes, I packed some sandwiches. sandwiches and fruit.
I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You just had breakfast. Now, look, let's not get the car all cluttered up with orange peels and crumbs before we even get started.
Now, we did turn off the stove, didn't we, Aunt Effie?
Yes, dear. I went back and checked it 3 times.
Oh, honey, thanks.
I wonder if I should have unplugged the toaster.
Oh, come on. Will you get in the car?
Well, I hate to think of that toaster just sitting there, plugged in.
Look, it's not going to sit there making imaginary toast all the time we're gone. Now, it's all right. Get in.
Oh, dear, I do have a feeling we've forgotten something.
Let's go.
Yes, let's go. We're going right now, I hope. Now.
Get in, Daddy.
Everybody all set?
I'm all set.
Yeah, I am too. Now, wait a minute. Before we start now.
What?
Let's just check. You locked the door.
Yes.
You put in all the suitcases.
Yes.
You turned the furnace completely off.
Furnace off, yes.
Did you call a paper boy, tell him not to deliver the papers?
Yes.
And I called and stopped the milk deliveries, and Eleanor's going to take in our mail. Well, I guess we can go.
You sure? All right, okay.
Oh, wait a minute, the dog!
What about the dog?
Brownie! What
are you doing?
We're nearly left without him. Brownie!
Wait a minute, will you? We're not taking the dog. Are you crazy?
What are you going to do with him? Of course we're taking the dog.
Taking the dog? What's the matter with you?
It costs $35 a week to put him in a kennel, and there isn't anybody around the neighborhood who wants the responsibility of taking care of him. Kendall's already had 2 dogs and a cat, and the Mitchells don't like Brownie anyhow.
Do you realize what this trip will be like to have a dog leaping around in a car, jumping all over the place?
He won't jump all over us, honestly.
Oh, any time he will.
Brownie! He loves to go for a ride. Honk the horn, dear. That always brings him on the run. Brownie, we're going in the car. Honk the horn, dear. Honk the horn! Well, did you want to leave him here to starve?
No. Bring him along. Look, why don't we bring the rabbits and the chickens, too?
Eleanor said she'd feed the rabbits and the chicks.
Did you want to take the rabbits, too, Daddy?
Oh, sure. Why not? The more the merrier. I'd love to have the rabbits. Maybe we could pick up a stray cat or two.
Oh, don't be silly. I don't know why you act this way. What did you expect to do with the dog?
I don't know.
Well, everybody get out of the car and look for him, will you? If we're going to... Brownie!
Don't forget, we have to stop at the dry cleaners, too.
Maybe he's lost.
Oh,
I tell you, we'll never
get
going.
Honk the horn, will you, Brownie?
To notice that it is 9:15.
Well, we had to stop at the dry cleaners. Don't forget that, dear. And that took a little bit of time. But anyhow, now we're off.
I'm hungry.
Oh, you can't be hungry yet.
Now, you wait a little while,
Betsy.
Nobody
could be
hungry. Now, we just got started.
Speed limit, 45.
I see it.
Well, you're doing 50.
Don't tell me it's going to rain. Look at the clouds.
Will you keep that dog down?
What's the matter?
Well, I cannot drive with that dog resting his chin on my shoulder and drooling all over my neck.
Get down, Brownie. Well, he likes the wind in his face, dear.
Close the window.
No, I gotta have some air.
Well, it does make a dress on my neck.
Why don't you close the big window, dear, and open the little side one? Maybe I should open mine here.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it fun?
Aren't you excited, Betsy?
I'm hungry.
Oh, dear. Well, here's a lollipop.
Uh-oh. Starting to rain. Look at the windshield.
Oh, dear. Well, it'll clear up. Now, let's not let that bother us. Why don't we all sing something, huh?
Reduce speed, men working.
Oh.
Look.
Well, he's slowing down. Aunt Effie, never mind, dear.
Now,
let's all sing. What do we sing, Daddy? You suggest something, huh?
Well, let's sing. Let's see. What about Merrily We Roll Along?
Oh, fine. You started, Aunt Effie.
All right.
You started.
Merrily we roll along, roll along, roll along.
Isn't this fun? First, I'm too warm with the window closed.
Oh.
Maybe you could open it just a crack.
Yes, open it. For goodness sake, take your coat off, Aunt Effie. You don't need it.
Well, yes, I could.
Where's your skirt, Aunt Effie?
Oh, what, dear?
Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh. What?
I forgot my skirt. I forgot it out on the bed so it wouldn't get wrinkled. I was going to put it on at the last minute, and I just grabbed my coat.
We'll have to go back, dear. Aunt Effie doesn't have her skirt. She left it on the bed. And it's her good suit. She needs it. I'm sorry, dear. We will have to go back.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. A good guess may help you to solve the Sunday crossword puzzle. And if it doesn't, there's always that eraser on the top of the pencil. Well, but when it comes to reporting the news, however, guesswork is out. Knowing how to get the facts is what counts. And that's where experience comes in. Examine the backgrounds of CBS newsmen like Edward R. Murrow and Lowell Thomas. And then you can understand immediately why CBS News comes to you as quickly and as accurately as it does. For both of these men have years of experience in gathering the news for radio. They can judge the importance of a specific event. They know what is needed to clarify a puzzling situation. And above all else, they know the value of truth. Their experience is yours, 5 days a week here at CBS Radio. Today and every Monday through Friday, join us as most of these same stations bring you Lowell Thomas and Edward R. Murrow with the news.
Now, look, we have gone exactly 54 miles, so if one of you remembers something you've forgotten this time, we are not going back. Mark my words.
Well, it's a good thing we did go back. Honestly, when I think of finding my purse just sitting on the hall table, I hadn't even missed it. Had the traveler's check in, too, you see.
Hey, clearing up. Look, look, there comes the sun.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
See?
Oh, it'll be a beautiful day. Speed limit, 55.
Yeah, I see the signs, Aunt Effie.
Well, you're doing 60.
Look, here you go, dear. Better slow down just a little, dear.
Oh, Mommy, I love my gum.
Oh, Betsy, if you're going to chew gum, dear,
you drop it, dear.
Yeah.
I turned around to look in the back window, and I dropped it.
Oh, well, let's look for it here. Stand up.
Now, look, I told you to keep that dog off my neck.
Well,
now.
Brownie's right here. He's under my feet, aren't you, Brownie?
What? Something is on my neck. What the heck?
Betsy!
I can't find my gum, Mom.
Never mind the gum. Take that rabbit off Daddy's shoulder.
Oh, my goodness. Rabbit!
Rabbit!
Oh!
Rabbit! You didn't bring those rabbits.
You said you wanted them, Daddy.
Stop the car. Stop the car.
I can't stop the car right here.
Now, Betsy, why? Why would you...
I put them in a box and brought them along when Daddy said he wanted them.
I never said I wanted them,
Daddy.
You were being funny, and you said, oh, sure, bring the rabbits and the chickens.
You didn't bring the chickens.
No, I couldn't catch them.
Well, you want to go back? Dear, we've gone 50 miles.
No, Daddy, the rabbits have never had a vacation.
Darling, don't look like that. It is a nuisance, I'll admit.
Nuisance? It's certainly more than a nuisance to drive to Boston with one child, one dog, two rabbits.
Now, they'll be all right in the car, and we can stop places and get them some lettuce and fresh water.
Well, what do you think, dear?
What I think is not even repeatable. But I am not driving back 50 miles. Rabbits and all, we are off to Boston.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
Oh, here, put him in a box.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, Betsy, be careful. You got your lollipop on Daddy's thigh.
We better stay.
Get me some water out of the thermos so I can wipe off his tie. It's all sticky. I'm sorry.
Come on, dear.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.